You're just starting, so you're just saying it. Gauranga. One of the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannatha Priyasuta. Jagannatha Priyasuta. So that means he is the beloved son of Jagannath, and he loves Jagannath Mishra, his father. And today's... Rabimo prevod, mislim, ja? Je prevod, ha? Imamo, dobro. So today's celebration is called Jagannath Mishra's Feast, because yesterday was the birthday, and the birthday was when? I think it's not so difficult for you to remember, because all the pious Gaudiya Vaishnavas were fasting, yes, until the moonrise, yes. So it was a full moon yesterday, and also it's the new year. If something is good, you could as well have a lot of it, right? So people usually like new year, right? I heard that one famous psychologist says that before the new year, all the psychiatric wards and psychotherapists' rooms are closed because people are okay. You know, everybody's thinking, new year, something new will happen, some new hope. Of course, that then the new year comes, and then after the new year, they are overfilled. And yes, new year and birthday are the two spikes for suicides. But in India, we have about, somebody should count, maybe 10 or 15 new years. And they are very cleverly interspersed throughout the year. So beginning with Diwali in Kartik, where everybody is giving each other sweets. And workers get a gift of in this almost like the whole salary for a month. Yeah? That's, and then you have the New Year. You have what else do we have? We have the Chinese New Year. We have the spring solstice and Muslim they don't celebrate so much, and we have Uttarayana, Makara Sankranti, when sun turns north and the day becomes longer. Everybody gives each other sesame sweets, yeah? Very nice sesame sweets. Some sweets you can get only at a certain season. Sesame sweets are very nice, very tasty, but you don't get them outside of that season in many shops. So now we have a very famous New Year. If you were in India, it would be impossible not to notice, because everybody is very colorful. And you would be too if you ventured outside on the street. You would be like a rainbow covered in many different colors. Sometimes it's... it depends where they play. Sometimes they play very rough, but originally it was festival of spring and affection and love. So it's normally played in a very friendly mood. Holi hai, it started with, if you check the darshan from Vrindavan, you can see that Krishna and Radharani and everybody and Gauranga, they are playing holi also, but in a, you know, very, very, how to say, gentle way. They have a little bit here and a little bit there, not like on the street where you are total, completely green and blue and orange and violet and all the other colors. So that's holy. And this happens to be Gauranga's birthday. So yesterday he appeared with the moonrise. So some say at 6:17. Yes. Others say no, 17:52. At any rate, after moonrise. So that means after sunset and with the moonrise, full moon. It's very beautiful. So therefore, naturally, the feast comes today, on the next day. So Jagannath Mishra is distributing sweets and prasadam and all the nice things. Who has gotten already some of the nice things from Jagannath Mishra's feast? Okay, very nice. Yeah, so this is the very culture. In very culture, if there is a birthday, it's not that you are taking gifts, you are trying to give as much as possible. And if somebody is very, like a small child, then the parents, they give as much as possible. They give they give gifts to for the benefit of the child. You know, you may know that, for example, Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna appeared, he distributed mountains of gold and grain and sesame and cows and clothes, to everybody. And Vasudev could not, he was in prison, so in his mind, he gave thousands of cows in charity. I think you can do at least that much, no? In your mind, it counts. For the benefit of Gauranga, I am donating 3,000 cows to Harvoya Prabhu. Harvoya is scared. What do you do with 3,000 cows? Anyway, it's in the mind. You can construct a mind barn with a mind pasture or give it to Mandragosha Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So the feast is there today. And I wanted to read one of my favorite parts from this Leela that's described in some of the childhood pastimes of Gauranga are described in chapter 14 of Adilila Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it starts with Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparitam syat shri chaitanyam namamitam. Some devotees learn it by heart because it's very beautiful. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute. So this is a very special magic. We have magic in these books. So how to make very difficult things very easy. So how? So very difficult things become easy to do, to execute, if one, somehow or other, simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. And somehow or other means somehow or other. You simply remember. You can say Chaitanya. You can look at Sri Panchatattva. You can think, I should go to the temple. Or you can actually come to the temple. Or you can inhale and say, go! Krishna. And immediately difficult things become easy. If you are in a supermarket or in a public place, you do this with caution, okay? You can, but make sure police is far away. But if one does not remember him, Gauranga, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. Some of you may have this experience, you know, like you haven't been doing anything and you get so tired because this was so difficult. It's like, you know, this family conversation. What are you doing? I'm doing nothing. You did it yesterday. I wasn't finished yesterday. You do nothing and you get tired anyway. Why? You don't remember Gauranga. That's why. So we are here to remember Gauranga. So one of intriguing, fascinating pastimes between Gauranga and Jagannath Mishra was how Jagannath Mishra would sometimes chastise Nimai, Vishwambara, Gaurahari. I'm trying to remember. I think I remember Srila Prabhupada's father also would chastise him, and he would say, don't mind me chastising you, but it's my duty as a father. And then he would say, you know, whatever was necessary. Although Srila Prabhupada's father was very kind. So Jagannath Mishra, sometimes there were some mischievous acts. How do you say these mischievous acts? Vragolio, yes. It's a new word for me. I mean, not in a concept, but in a... Yes. So then he would chastise. So therefore, one night, Jagannath Mishra was sleeping, like some of you, and in a dream, a brahmana came to him. And with great anger, he spoke to Jagannath Mishra. Mishra! Tumi putre tatva kichoina jana bharchana taranakara putra korimana. My dear Mishra, you do not know anything about your son. You think him your son, and therefore you rebuke and chastise him. Mishra kohe, deva sida muni kenenai jese bara hok matra amaratanoi. Jagannath Mishra replied, this boy may be a demigod, a mystic yogi, or a great saintly person. It doesn't matter what he is, for I think he is only my son. It is the duty of a father to educate his son in both religion and morality. If I do not give him this education, how will he know of it? So then that brahmana in a dream replies, if your son is a transcendental mystic boy with self-effulgent perfect knowledge, what is the use of your education? Correct? You know, why? If he's such a great mystic, why you? He doesn't need your education. Jagannath Mishra replies, even if my son is not a common man but Narayan, still it is the duty of a father to instruct his son. In this way, Jagannath Mishra and the brahmana discussed the principles of religion in the dream, yet Jagannath Mishra was absorbed in analoid parental mellow, so taste of relationships, and didn't want to know anything else. And how does it end? Being very much pleased, the brahmana left after talking with Jagannath Mishra. And when Jagannath Mishra awakened from his dream, he was very much astonished. And he told to his friends, and they were also astonished. And how amazing it was. But he didn't budge. So sometimes they say that you have Raganuga Bhakti only in Vrindavan. That's actually, Jiva Goswami says that in full measure, it exists only in Vrindavan. And I remember I asked during my Bhakti Shastri, we had one teacher, I asked, how about Gauranga? And he said, well, in Navadvip Dasya, you have service in this mood of understanding that Gauranga is the Lord. And if you develop such mood, that's Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad says, that you dive in the pastimes of Gauranga and you come out in the pastimes of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So that's enough. However, here you can see that Jagannath Mishra is obviously in pure Raga, Ragatmika Bhakti. He does not care. He says, even if he's Narayan, I don't care. Narayan or not Narayan, he's my son. Maybe he's Narayan, but I'm his father. Which is... God, okay, maybe God, I don't know. Maybe he's God, but still, I'm his father. That's pure Vrindavan mood, yes? Everywhere outside Vrindavan, like in Mathura, Vasudev, when he sees that Krishna is God, he thinks, God is my son. Which is a wonderful thought. But when Nanda Maharaj is told by Uddhava that Nanda, don't be sad that Krishna has left, because Krishna is God. So Nanda Maharaj says, Uddhava, I was told you're a learned person, but I can see you're a fool. Not only are we separated, and now you're telling me not only that my son, such wonderful Krishna, is far away, but not only he has all these wonderful qualities, but also my son is also God. So that's Vrindavan mode. Yeah? And outside of Vrindavan, God is my son, but in Vrindavan they think, my son is God. It's like, you know, somebody says, oh, my son is a surgeon. Oh, yeah, my son is a whatever, colonel or general. And, oh, my son is God. It's not that they don't know. You can see they know the actual position of Krishna and Gauranga. But it doesn't, their love is so strong that it never overshadows this Vatsalya love, parental love to the Lord. So that's very amazing. This is very amazing. So this is the dream. Theological dream of Jagannath Mishra, which I think is very appropriate for the evening to discuss. Of course, in Bhagavatam class, even in the morning, it's also appropriate. You can discuss dreams. They're relevant. Do you have sometimes theological dreams where you discuss theology? Is Gauranga avatara, or is he the source of avatars, or is he Hare Krishna? So we see Jagannath Mishra sometimes would chastise Krishna. Sorry, Krishna Gauranga, Nimai Pandit. But why? So this is described in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. So you can see that Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, again and again, he says, I am writing this following in the footsteps of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur is the real writer of Chaitanya Lila. I am just following whatever he did not fully describe or described in only one aspect that I describe. So I only follow. So he never tries to overshadow Vrindavan Das Thakur, even though this is such a Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's incredible. Everything is here. You have Leela and you have philosophy, and you have amazing poetry. Everything is in Chalan Charitamrita. But Vrindavan Das Thakur was first. So he describes in more detail, his mother was part of Chaitanya Lila, or Gauranga Lila. He had association with Nityananda Prabhu, so he was very close, and so obviously he could describe a lot, especially about Navadvip Lila. So we are lucky, actually. We have about 10, I think, books from contemporaries or near, very close contemporaries of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, not just any people, but like Krishna Das, he's called Kaviraj, king of poets. And you can see his poetry is incredible. His poetry is so elevated. So you can see these people could write such incredible poetry. Yeah, actually yesterday one devotee, he published a book from Kavi Karnapura. Sorry, a verse. He published some verses about Gauranga. I think I will read. This is a very... I think you will like this verse of Kavi Karnapura about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think it's very appropriate to... discuss today this verse, and I think it will not be very difficult for you to remember. Where is it? So this is a verse. You can see how the poets were writing that time. They were doing amazing things. They wrote poems where each line started with the next book of an alphabet, or where all the sometimes the letters were going in circles and like snakes, and so there were some inner rhymes. And this verse is written using just one akshara, one syllable, with so one like one letter, one Sanskrit letter L. La la li lo la la li lo 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 la 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 li la lo lo li li la lim li la. Lim lo la lam la lu, which means that the Lord wanted to do the lila of going to Vrindavan, and having this desire, he was very anxious to go, but the devotees were stopping him, and he was like a honeybee who doesn't want to give up the search for the lotus. And finally, he convinced his devotees, and he went to Vrindavan. This is one meaning. Another meaning is more connected to the bee. You want to hear it one more time? La la li lo la la li lo 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 la 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 li la lo lo li li la lim li la lim lo la lam la lu. Anyway, this is this was how they were. Having fun those days, composing poetry. So Krishnas Karaj Goswami was an amazing poet. So his books, he wrote Govinda Lilamrita about Krishna's day. But he's taking a very humble position next to to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is called Vyasadev, reincarnated in Chaitanya Lila. Whereas Krishnas Karaj Goswami is called Kasturi Manjari, one of the 8 intimate Manjaris of Radharani. any of you have children? So they say that if a child is... Okay, were you a naughty child? How do you say naughty? How? Poreden. Poreden. Negayiv. Negayiv, okay. Okay. Were you a poreden... A kdo je bil poreden deček? You were poreden... Who would say? Prabhupada said, if a child is naughty, it's a sign of intelligence. Can feel, yes. Yeah. What can I say? So, Nimai Pandit was extremely naughty. He was doing so many amazing naughty things. I think tomorrow is a drama? Tomorrow is a drama or when? Sunday? Sunday? About some vragolia of Nimai Pandit. And one of them, so Niranj Maharaj was, I remember reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he was saying that we struggle to remember the Lord sometimes. Do you sometimes have some challenge in actually remembering Krishna in the morning as you sit and chant? Do you become completely absorbed in Vrindavan Leela and Gauranga Leela? Or you sometimes think, it was a good pizza last time. It's very dark now. I didn't sleep much. And so forth. And that devotee, he told me yesterday these words. How could he say this? So this is a problem, yeah, to remember Krishna. In Vrindavan, though, and in Navadvip, devotees don't have this problem. They don't have this problem. Like, for example, the brahmanas come to Jagannath Mishra and start complaining. They say, your son, O Jagannath Mishra, he spends 6 hours in the Ganga after the school. You should be worried about his health, if nothing else. You know, he comes, and as soon as we take bath and come out, he takes water in his mouth and makes... You know, I don't say anything. I go take bath one more time. And I come out, and what does he do? Again, I don't say anything. I'm a brahmana. I must control myself, right? And I go take bath again, and I come out, and what does he do? You know, the whole day I'm taking bath, and he's doing this. I think I must tell you. You know, he's doing so much mischief. And he takes all the fruits I prepared for my deity on the bank, and he eats it. And when I come and say, Nimai, what are you doing? And he said, what's wrong? He said, I prepared this to offer to the Lord. He says, yeah, I'm the Lord who you wanted to offer it to. He says, you know, Jagannath Mishra, he should be educated. You know, how can he do this? And he eats all the fruits himself, and he sits on this altar where himself, and he says, you wanted to worship me, I think. You can worship me now. He's so naughty. He's doing such, you know, naughty things. And at other times, what he does, he goes, and when everybody is taking bath, you know, the ladies taking bath on one side, men on the other side, what does he do? He takes the men's dhotis and puts them on the women's side. He takes women's saris and puts them on the men's side. And people are so embarrassed, they don't know what to do, you know, when they come out. It's a culture where they don't mix. And their clothes are mixed. So, you see, your Nimai, things he does, You know, or I'm standing in a gong.
Waist deep in the Ganga, and I meditate on the absolute truth. And Yoni Mai, he comes and he pulls me by the and I fall down in the water. You know, when I'm chanting Gayatri,
when I'm trying to meditate on the absolute truth. No, how can I meditate? And, you know, of course we know that everybody who's there is a great devotee. And like if you are trying to meditate on the absolute truth, how often actually you are meditating and how often you are distracted? So what if the absolute truth came and pulled you by the leg? Would you be more absorbed in thoughts about him or not? Would you be able to think about anything else except Gauranga, who is doing this? So there you cannot forget. In Navadvip, he will come and do something that you will never forget. You will not be able to help but just meditate on him. And so Jagannath Mishra, he hears this and he says, "My Nimai is doing these things? Really?" He says, "Yes, you can check. Every day he's doing this. We were tolerating for a long time, but we think you should maybe do something." So Jagannath Mishra says, "I should, yes, where is..." He takes this stick and he says, "Okay, I will go to Ganga, I will show him." And he's going to go to the Ganga. Meanwhile, some boys run to the Ganga and say, "Nimai, your father is coming." So Nimai says, "Okay, you tell him I was not here." Now, I don't know how to give a theological explanation to this fact. Maybe you can help me. Is he lying? Yes. I don't like you.
In another aspect.
In which?
I was not present like a hurricane, but I was like a tiny bit.
Wow, so poetic. Not present like a hurricane, but like a tiny wind. Okay. Yeah, just study logic, huh? And then you can... explain away. Anyway, that's what he tells the friends to tell Jagannath Mishra. And meanwhile, he comes, takes another route, and he comes home. So Jagannath Mishra comes, doesn't find, and they say, "Who, Nima? Oh, we don't know. Today he didn't even come with us. He didn't play with us. He didn't come to the Ganga." So Jagannath Mishra comes back home, and just as he's coming, they see Nimai walking. And his hands are covered with ink, and his hair is completely dry, and all the clothes are dry, and he's saying, "Oh, I'm just coming from my school," and he comes, and he jumps at his father's place. He wants to be angry and to say something, but he just melts. when Nimai touches him, if God touched you with love, what would happen? Is there a chance that your heart would, and if you actually are a devotee, there's a good chance your heart melts, isn't it? So he wants, again, also, why does he want to chastise Nimai? For his benefit. Out of love. Not of any other feeling. And so and Nimai just jumps and embraces Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra, oh, where is my stick? You know, says, I have to chastise him. I have to, you know, correct him. I have to educate my son. And at that moment, all the friends of Jagannath Mishra, all the brahmanas, are coming back, and they say, you know, Jagannath Mishra, yeah, actually, you were joking. You know, you are so lucky. You have such an intelligent and such a nice son. He is such, so brilliant. You are supremely fortunate. Anybody who has such a son is so fortunate. So, just forget it. You know, whatever we said, this was just a joke. We were just joking about this. So don't chastise him. Don't use your stick with your son. So, you know, what can Jagannath Mishra do? You know, he's trying whenever it's necessary. He's trying to train his son. But in this particular case, it's not quite clear what he is supposed to do. But at any rate, that everybody who is there, all Gauranga's devotees, can they forget Gauranga? Can they think about anything else? Can they think about some other topics? No, they can think only about Gauranga. And if they do, then Gauranga comes and pinches them, or, you know, splashes, throws sand on them, or does something to remind them. So next time something happens to us, we can think, this is Nimai spitting at me. It's a special mercy. he is pinching me to remind me, hey, come on. Don't forget. Hare Krishna. And this, all of this was before Gauranga started preaching. These are his childhood pastimes. This was before he started preaching. Then he started preaching. Then he started his Yuga Dharma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Na Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hare, Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Hare Krishna. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So, even by chanting the Yuga Dharma names of Lord Krishna, and when we chant Hare Krishna and Hare Rama, we have to be careful to avoid offenses. But in chanting the names of Gauranga, he doesn't look at the offenses. So that, therefore it is said that they broke the doors of the treasure house of the holy names and love of Godhead and distributed it freely to everybody. And if one simply hears about pastimes of Gaura Hari, then even a fool and rascal can become very fortunate and can become a devotee. What to speak about a good person and a devotee? How much more good fortune is there? So therefore, Nityananda, when he was sent to Bengal to preach about Krishna, he thought, how can I preach about Krishna? Krishna is so difficult to understand. I will preach about Gauranga. Because Gauranga is faultless, impeccable, no possibility to criticize him. So he was preaching Gauranga. Worship. Bajo Gauranga, koho Gauranga, laho Gaurangira namare, jejana Gauranga baje, se hoyamar pranare. Nityananda is singing. Worship Gauranga. Speak the name of Gauranga. Chant the name of Gauranga. Anybody who worships Gauranga is my life and soul. So if you worship Gauranga, then Nityananda is happy with you. And if Nityananda is happy with you, all is completely well. Hare Krishna. So congratulations. Year 530 of Gauranga era. We are very lucky. We are very fortunate. We are part of Gauranga Lila in the present day. Hearing, chanting, spreading the holy name. And just by remembering Gauranga, the most difficult becomes easy. And by forgetting him, the most easy becomes difficult. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, points?
What can I do if I have personal dreams? What can I do if I have, what should I do if I have impersonal dreams?
Impersonal dreams?
Yeah. A dream of light in hell. When one word ends, I enter into another, and it sometimes reflects some consciousness or something I have to do. But it's not very pleasant usually.
You can chant Hare Krishna there. I know. You can chant there in your mind, in a dream. That's how even these sparks in the impersonal effulgence get fortunate. Yeah? Sometimes some devotees pass through with the Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And one spark is, what is that? That's also transcendental, but some variety is there. Much more interesting than just hanging in the impersonal effulgence. So you can go there and preach if you dream about those places. Read here Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the more we read, the more we chant, then also in the dream we can also remember and chant. Like somebody asked, how to chant 24 hours a day also in our dream. How to chant in a dream. So I don't remember who answered this. Was it Srila Prabhupada or some of his disciples? He said, you know, you make sure that you chant when you do not sleep, you know. Then if you fill that time with chanting, then there's a chance you will also chant when you sleep too. So first take care of that part. Then the other part will be filled too. Maybe you can apply that there also, you know. Evening. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay. Some other points about dreams. And a brahmana coming to you in a dream and chastising you for chastising Gauranga. Hare Krishna. I hope nobody, none of you is chastising Gauranga or accuses Gauranga of anything or blames Gauranga. What is this? How did you create this world? Oh, it's why there is too many clouds, not enough sun. Why there is too much sun, not enough clouds. Why is not distributed properly? And we are able to thank Gauranga for whatever comes. Hare Krishna. Should I wish you sweet dreams? Or golden dreams? Gauranga dreams. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shiva Sadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna. Shri Jagannath Mishra Ki Jai, Feast of Jagannath Mishra Ki Jai, Gaur Purnima Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyascha.